Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Howdy, everybody out there. Welcome to some special bonus content brought to you by Troll Lord Games. They hit us up and asked us to play some Castles and Crusades. Now, this system in one form or another has been around since the early 2000s. I believe it was like 2002, I want to say. Don't take that for like gospel, but like I believe it's right back there. So this is an over 20-year-old system, and there are, you know, several editions of it by now. They've done, you know, they've basically refined it over and over again. Every time there's a new printing, there's a couple of like rules changes or tweaks just to kind of get stuff kind of sleek and sexy. So the entire point is that this isn't a rules light version of like Dungeons and Dragons, but it is very much set up for you to jump in and start playing. And one of the things in the player's handbook that they're pretty adamant about is stuff we don't do in Theria. So this is non-canon. You guys are going to be saddled with some ridiculous pre-gen characters, and we're going to get into, you know, regular rules, how to play stuff, but really just get in quickly and play a little pre-genned story campaign. And this will be broken up and we'll just put it in the feed as bonus content over the weeks. So how's that sound, everybody?
Love it.
I like it.
Beautiful.
I adore it.
One of the things we're going to be doing is we're going to be playing with alignments. We never play with alignments, and we're going to lean hard into it, like all the traditional fantasy RPG stuff, right?
One I of you is gonna just do something awful and then blame it on my alignment. That's gonna be great.
I mean, it depends on your alignment, right?
Like, that's true. Are we rolling for it?
Here's the thing. There are four pre-gen characters I have ready for you guys today. All of them are the most exaggerated version of an alignment out there. Even the race stuff, like it is a balanced party. Okay. And what we're going to do in just a moment is assign characters. But first, we're using the quick start rules, and they are pretty damn easy to understand, especially because you guys are well versed in D&D. Anybody coming from D&D will be able to look at this. I mean, you've been playing for a while, Ian. Like,
shh, don't tell anyone.
This is for you guys. That is a player reference combat sheet. You'll see that a lot of this stuff is very similar, but here's some of the big differences. You are going to have two prime attribute scores. The attribute scores are pretty much the same as you know, as everywhere. But the way they're used is a little, you know, no fuss, no muss. Let's say you want to do something outside of combat, climb a tree, swim, you know, whatever. In D&D, what we'd usually do is I would assign a difficulty based on what I feel that should be. There's an actual formula in C&C. So it's meant to be kind of difficult to accomplish a lot of tasks, but you're basically going to be using two of those attributes. Those are going to be your prime attributes. You know, you obviously strength, dexterity, con, int, wisdom, charisma, right? Like those are your big ones. You're used to that. You know what those mean. I can give you a breakdown, like a refresher if you need it. But they pretty much mean what they always mean. But there are no skills. It's not, oh, what is your athletic score? Or what, it's all tied to those abilities. So let's say you want to do something and you're a knight. You know, you're all strength all day. You're the guy on the cover of the book looking at the gem while a dragon's about to eat him, like super himbo. Okay. So if you're doing something like climb a tree, that's strength based, right? You're using your upper body strength to climb a tree. So right off the bat, the base difficulty for that is going to be 12. There's other stuff that might be modifiers to that, and we'll get into that when we actually start playing, but that's meant to reflect that that's something you're good at. So you would roll a d20 and then add your ability score modifier, and it's your prime, so it's going to be a good one. Let's say that same knight wants to do something like try to dodge out of the way of dragon fire. That's going to be a little more difficult because you're a big himbo knight with heavy armor, presumably. So that's going to be like a dexterity check. And that's not something that you're immediately good at. That's probably not one of your primes. So the difficulty starts at 18 instead of 12. It's meant to be a solid ramp up. It's meant to reflect, oh, like that's not something you're good at.
Okay.
But the cool thing is, even though these are pre-gen characters, we're going to go through today and you guys are going to get to assign ability scores and we're going to roll for hit points. We're going to do the whole thing. And you already have a class and a character and alignment and all that good stuff. But I'm going to show you guys how to roll up a character. It's going to be very simple to get going. So here's what we're going to do first. We need to assign characters. All of these characters are silly. Don't expect there to be any seriousness to this whatsoever. It's just to show off the system itself. So win, lose, or draw, none of this counts. It's fine. I will be penalizing your characters in the main game if you fail, but like only a lot. Like it's just
Ryan, refresh me. Have you survived a one shot yet?
No, oh, I wow. haven't.
You oh, have? Shit. Okay, I was just curious.
One shot.
Okay, just curious.
What a call out. Like, man.
I wasn't calling. I just wanted to know.
I was thinking like, that in my head. I'm like, I've died every single time. So how long can I go? How?
Like at a D&D table, it is like, hey, Ryan, remind me, how small is your dick? Just tell me. It's pretty small, though.
It's small.
Right?
You it's said small. It may be going inside. I don't know.
It's tiny. Like on a scale of 1 to 20, it's a 1. Like a line, right? Enough. Like
it's
down.
It's a egg shape, it's right? enough.
Egg shape. Egg shape. It's egg shape. Real smooth. Real smooth?
Normal, it's like really an egg shape. Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
I also like, for anyone who's just tuning in, I want to make it clear, Ryan plays in a lot of one shots too.
He like, does.
It's not like, it's not like, oh, he's only played one or two. He's played a lot.
I mean,
Ryan for many years has been a wonderful person, volunteers for extra stuff. And I very much appreciate it. You do have poor luck.
I do. Even on the main show, like I'm lucky that my characters just haven't like flat out died a lot, but
yeah,
on one shots I go a little bit outside my comfort zone generally with the rolls to stay a little bit more wacky and I die, so we'll see how well it goes.
And some of these combat maneuvers things I'm looking at are really fun and I think I'm gonna try some of them, so
yeah. No, there's a ton of stuff to do, and it's some of it is reminiscent of D&D where you're like, oh, I know what's going on. And some of it's just different enough that's like, what do I do? Like, it's very like I got lost in one portion of it and I was like, oh, I just was thinking about it the wrong way. And that's with spell casting. So
I'm just going to keep doing rear attack. I'm just going to keep smacking the ass. I mean, that's it.
Yeah,
that's all I'm going to go for.
Here's how we're going to do this. Bree, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
I want you to pick a number between 1 and 4.
Okay.
And this is going to determine what character you get.
3.
3?
I rolled a d4.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to give you this character, and you're going to introduce them to everybody.
Okay.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
introduce yourself and then introduce your character.
Yeah, maybe? Actually, I mean, yeah, probably. Okay. I didn't introduce everybody when we jumped in just because this is bonus content. You probably know who we are, but I'm Jason. I'm usually the Dungeon Master. Going around the table, starting with Bree. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Brianna Marie. I am playing Tay Treehugger, the Elf Wizard.
We are playing with alignments, and you are lawful neutral.
I am lawful neutral. Fucking lame.
Okay.
That's literally the lamest one you can get, right? Totally is. Thank you.
You know what's crazy? There's a character that you almost picked that you're going to be so mad you didn't pick.
I can't wait to see the other three, but like that is like I can't even be like a douchebag about the law because I'm pretty neutral about it. Like,
it's like, damn it, I'm playing me.
Ian, pick a number, 1, 2, or 4.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can also roll a d4. Well, that didn't work because it landed on a 3 as well. How about a 2?
There you go, sir.
Hi, I'm Ian. My pronouns are he, him, any, and I am playing Krager Booze Stink, a dwarf fighter. And what's my alignment? Oh, neutral good. Okay, neutral good. All right.
Pretty, you know, it's
middle of the road. Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan.
Yes, sir.
1 or 4?
Well, I guess I'll embrace my normal roles and go for 1.
Ooh. Got it. Okay.
No. Lord.
He's about to get the fun character, isn't he? He's going to get the one that's like
not the one that you would have wanted, but it's okay. They're all fun characters in that.
That's yeah. I like Tay. She's fun.
Oh, okay.
Apparently James Bond would be considered lawful neutral. I've been doing some research.
Sure.
Okay. Interesting. So hello everyone. My name is Ryan Garner, and I'm playing Bianca Whitebread, cleric human. That is lawful good.
So in most RPGs, humans kind of get a leg up because they're so bland. Right. No one wants to play a human because, you know, in a world of, you know, dwarves and elves and stuff like that, who wants to be the thing you already are? Yeah. So remember how I said everyone gets 2 prime attributes? Humans get 3.
Fuck yeah.
Unfair.
It is. But, absolutely. You know, humans are just born
unfair.
Better.
Unfair. That's it. That's how it works.
Now, yeah. Here's the thing. Every other race gets a slew of things that make them special. It might be resistances to things. It might be a special vision or something like that. Humans get nothing. They get nada. But you get a 3rd prime attribute. So half of your attributes are. Jasper,
mm-hmm.
That leaves you with number 4.
Yes, please.
And I love this because this is the character Bree definitely would have wanted.
Oh.
Okay. So, hi, everybody. I'm Jasper. Oh, my God. Seriously. Wyman Evanescence.
Ooh.
Wyman Evanescence. The rogue halfling. Chaotic evil.
Oh.
How can you see?
And as is true of all halflings.
It's yes, all short people, to be honest.
Anybody.
I don't trust them. They're mean.
Anybody shorter than me?
Valerie, yep. I just don't trust them. Wyman.
Yes.
Everybody gets 2 prime attributes except for humans who get 3.
Yes.
One of your prime attributes is already assigned based on your class. So what they're trying to do is prevent you from rolling up a character that's mm-hmm. useless, right?
Mm-hmm. But we like useless characters.
Well, you could still roll really poorly. I mean, we're going to roll 3d6s. And I would not be surprised if you rolled all 1s all the time. Like, that's a possibility. So fighters, obviously strength. That's your thing. You're big, strong toughies. You're meant to stand at the front of any combat. And you have a D10 for your hit die, which is the same as D&D, but they've reduced that for other classes, like, say, the rogue. The rogue, obviously, dexterity. Their hit die is a D6. So that's a little squishier than in D&D. So if you guys are in a fight and the rogue doesn't get out of where they're supposed to get out of, a couple of good headshots and they're down. So that's kind of interesting. But they do have the most abilities in terms of just raw stuff they can lean on. And you know, you'll see that in your features list.
Okay.
Obviously, wizards are intelligence. That's one of your prime ability scores, and then you could have strength too if you want. It's up to you. And of course, clerics are wisdom. Now, in this universe, you worship a god, and if you screw up, you lose your powers. If you do a poor job, I believe our cleric is lawful good. So if you screw that up, you're going to lose them powers. So it is imperative that you kind of stick to a righteous path, whatever you want to call it. I've done it in Baldur's Gate. It's annoying.
Yeah, no, it is. But my god is the god of both war and death.
It's a thinker. And that's random. So that's that could be difficult.
Law, okay. War and death under lawful good cleric.
I think that just means you got to fill out the appropriate paperwork before a war crime.
Yeah, like, it's very Warhammer. It's very like,
yeah,
I'm killing the right people.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But
the good of the Imperium.
Evil? All right. I'll fill it out.
Death doesn't have to be evil either. Like, death is sometimes good.
Oh, apparently we got beef, Tay Tree Hugger. We got
beef. That's another thing. Yeah. Depending on your race, you have built-in opposition because of, you know, centuries of like dwarves and elves don't get along. And then you slap some chaotic evil on there, and someone might get stabbed. That? So under races.
Oh, I have something in my biography and notes too about everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, about everyone? Oh, I don't have that.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe we don't have beef. We're actually, we've moved beyond the beef. Krager Boostink, a little bit about him. The cleric, Bianca Whitebread, seemed to need a little battle buddy. For one should never face the wilds alone. The elf, Tay Tree Hugger, took a lot of warming after our first meeting, but saved me from a nasty wolf bite, so they seem all right. I'm not sure about the rogue yet. He's a quiet one and short. I look forward to the day when my axe can glow with an inner fire to strike fear in the hearts of my foes.
Oh, hell yeah.
So according to Tay Tree Hugger, these are my idiots.
Oh, that's a good start. That's
wonderful.
It is just a simple conclusion from blunt observation, really. I found the rogue trying to hide from the watch in a tree after a simple misunderstanding, which I cleared up. Who hides in a tree? It's a terrible place to hide and will tear your robes. I will say the cleric does have a fine head on her shoulders. Helpful, too. I need to test a theory that I read about someday. If one casts darkness on top of darkness, what is the end result? So apparently that's where you come in.
Double darkness.
Wyman Evanescence is the, that's the result.
That is true. That is the result. That's where he came from. More study from a polite distance is needed regarding the fighter. His beard oil causes my eyes to water if I get too close for too long. But he has a fine friend with solid beliefs.
That patchouli stank.
That's, you're using a lot of beard oil to try to cover up the booze stink.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
It just like,
so you just smell like sandalwood.
Together into a unique smell.
I love
all
sandalwood.
All beard oil smells like fucking sandalwood. I don't know why.
Well, are you buying sandalwood?
No! They just all smell like that. I don't know why.
So for me, it's a short one. I don't have much of anything else. It's just one little thing. I grew up working in my father's forge, and it gave me a mind and body stronger than most other girls in my village. And when I came of age, I set out to locate a mystical metal that was known to hold healing properties.
Hmm. A metal or metal?
A metal.
Oh.
So in other words, I don't give a fuck about any of y'all. And not even worth my notes.
Apparently we're not priorities. No.
I love the idea of someone being sick and you just take like an iron ingot and like rub it against them. Like
rub it against the forehead.
It's like, evolve, go.
May my God be with you.
Jasper, what about you?
There's just a little bit here I can't really talk about.
Of course not.
A couple of things that I can't mention at the moment.
Cool.
But Tay... We're buds, at least to some degree.
I found you in a tree.
Exactly. I consider you, at least outwardly, I consider you, we're buds. You would consider us friends in some way. The one thing I will say is that Wyman here has mentioned, it keeps asking and has been asking since we've been together to Bianca about this metal, very, very interested in this metal, has mentioned a little bit about some family stuff going on and that the metal could be really helpful and just kind of a little bit worried about it, to be honest. And so just kind of eager about that kind of stuff. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Don't you fucking touch my metal.
Wyman just won't shut up about that fucking metal, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to roll up typical DNR tradition. We are going to roll for attribute points and hit die. We're going to roll those two. And then we're just going to assign the proper modifiers and we're off. We're going to there's a wizard's tower to get to. Bree, we're going to start with you. And then we're just going to continue around the table with Ian, Ryan and Jasper.
Okay.
So the way to roll attributes, very simple, and I like this way more than 4d6. It's 3d6. We're not dropping anything. Whatever you roll.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. You get to put these wherever you want, obviously.
Love it.
That's it. Start rolling.
Bam. 10. First one's 10.
Okay.
And then second one, 10. Doing 10. Third one, 11.
Oh, man. Are you sure you're not white bread?
I'm pretty white bread so far. All right, three more. 10.
Yeah. Oh, no.
How? You did it.
Not a single one of these is better than any of the ones that I came in with.
Hey, there you go. 15.
That's my intelligence. And last but not least, 8.
Oh, there you go. That's different.
It was least. I was wrong. It was least. Well, best of luck to all of you.
Oh, hey, Jace, are we picking where these go or are we just going straight down the line? Oh,
no, we're not going straight down. I want to give you guys a chance to succeed. That's for super wacky games. I want to show off this system.
Okay. All right.
So Bree, put those wherever you want. And then obviously your one prime attribute is already selected.
Yeah.
And then any of those other ones can be your prime.
Okay, I'm gonna make the strength the 8, the intelligence the 15, and the rest are gonna be 10 10 10, and I'll figure out where the 11 goes later. Let me see. Wisdom, I guess, probably.
Okay, love it. All right, Ian, you are up.
Okay, 3d6.
14. Wow.
14. Okay. Let's go.
It's a fine start. 15.
15, okay.
Whoa, look.
16.
16.
Okay. Bree's face is like, I'm happy for you, but I hate you.
Yeah.
It's a big
it's like,
fuck
I
you.
Want it's like, to be supportive of my friends.
That really tight
also,
smile, like.
I'm so
look,
happy.
I'm not going to go make a bunch of like fake accounts on Goodreads to like vote down your book or anything, but like I'm mad. Shout out to, I just dated this episode to the Book Talk community.
Okay, let me do a couple more here.
Okay, there we go.
An 8.
That's not so bad.
D6.
Weigh it out with a 16, though.
Seven. Oh, no. Now you're counting down.
Okay, you're paying for it. Okay. All right.
11. Okay, cool.
So 14, 15, 16, 8, 7, 11. Honestly, man, for a fighter, you are set.
Yeah.
Like, all your physical attributes are good. Like, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. So anyone who's not playing a human, it's classified as a demi-human. It's another way to like it feels like, and I'm not sure how the world is, but it feels like humans are the norm and anything outside of that is like
you demi human in a way.
It's like how I feel about short people. Like it's just
I don't like that because that means that like human is the standard and they're like something other than human. And it's like, no, it should be dwarf and then everyone else is demi-dwarf.
that's an interesting way to look at it too, because like let's say you're human but there's seven other races and they outnumber you. To look at everyone else as they're the minority is so interesting to be like, it's like
so do you have to call out a shot?
No. I think Bree's talking about something else.
I'm suing it's called a shot. It's a maneuver. It gives you a negative eight to hit, but it makes your hit an automatic critical.
Which is very funny.
It's very funny.
Okay.
Because you're basically sacrificing your attack.
Yeah.
Unless.
Here's the thing. I don't know how Castles and Crusades works. But like, if you put that in intelligence, you have like horse level intelligence.
Oh, I know.
Well, let me break it down for you. Actually, right. I would be happy. So let's talk about attributes. Let's break them down. Strength. This attribute reflects physical strength, including the ability to lift or move heavy objects and make powerful attacks. The modifier affects melee combat and damage, and all checks for which strength is the primary influence. Characters can military press 10 times their strength and deadlift 15 times their strength score. That's insane.
That's a lot.
Wait. So, like, if you have... Okay, that's not crazy, I guess.
Yeah, that's not totally crazy.
Because if you have a strength of 10, you can still lift up 100. You can clean and jerk 150 pounds.
Oh, I jerk more than that.
Yeah, that's not.
I had, but this is clean. Yeah, this is clean and clean. Jerk.
Okay, like, not
clean.
A dirty jerk.
Not a dirty.
The wrong podcast.
This is on par. This is pretty much where we're at.
I know it's always been the wrong podcast. So I'm trying to say.
okay. Dexterity. This attribute represents a character's reflexes, manual dexterity, and hand-eye coordination, including the ability to dodge and defend against attacks. The modifier affects armor class, ranged combat, and all checks involving dexterity. Pretty standard so far. Yeah. Constitution. This attribute reflects overall health and also represents a character's ability to withstand pain, suffer physical damage, avoid fatigue, and fight off sickness or poison. The modifier affects hit points and is applied to all checks involving Constitution as the prime influence. Intelligence. Let's see. This attribute reflects mental aptitude. It represents a character's ability to learn quickly, apply that learning effectively, and use deductive reasoning. The modifier reflects the number of arcane spells a character can cast each day.
Oh shit!
The number of languages a character can learn, and all checks involving intelligence as a prime influence. So, if I'm reading that correctly, if your intelligence is low, you won't know English.
And like common you can't will cast be spells.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no. You are not a spellcaster if you have like a level 4, like a 4 for int. Wisdom. This is the depth of personal experience, the ability to make well-considered decisions or judgments, and represents a spiritual connection to a deity. The modifier affects the number of divine spells that you can cast each day, attempts to turn the undead, and all checks involving wisdom as the prime influence, and of course, charisma. This ability represents strength of personality, willpower, leadership, and attractiveness. It is the degree to which a character is able to influence others. The modifier affects other creatures' loyalty and reactions to the character. The number of undead the character can turn.
Wait, I thought that was...
That was wisdom.
Yeah.
Maybe that just counts twice.
So I can turn -2 with a +2, so I can turn nothing.
So you can attract two dead guys wherever you go.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay. So I'm like a necromancer. Oh, but I'm lawful good. I gotta kill him. So is that like a constant battle? Like at every corner I turn, there's just two dead
just
guys
dead
walking
guys.
Up to me. And it's
yes.
Like, oh, fuck again. I gotta.
Yeah.
$2.
But it's like a sexual battle. Like it's very like
they're holding.
Well, you're
eggs,
like Tina
creamy
from Bob's
eggs
Burgers.
In their hands.
Like you're really into zombies.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's me. Pretty much all the mediocre stuff, the 10, 11, 12s went between strength and int. And then wisdom 17 and charisma 4.
So we're going to go back around after Jasper one more time to get a final tally of your attributes after we calculate any modifiers for race and class. And then we roll your hit points and you're out of here. You're ready to go.
All right.
But first, we got a Jasper to take care of.
Yeah, let me do this.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Here we go. First roll.
Eight. You're warming up.
A nine. I can handle that.
We call it
it's
a
going,
10.
It's going.
Oh, a 10. Let's keep it going.
You're going.
You're going to be a 12.
Moving on up.
14. Okay.
Damn, what a leap. Okay.
Just keep it going.
You stumbled.
Okay.
Oh no.
Wow.
Well, we all know where that 14's going, don't we?
Oh, 13.
All right. And this is very he's not middle of the road. He's either or. He's like or not.
So 8, 9, 10, 14, 7, 13. We've already had a worse dump stat. So
pretty skilled rogue, just that's the specialty is rogue.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that 7's charisma, but we'll see. I don't know. Don't know.
Maybe Perry can have a bunch of bad charisma. To get away with being chaotic neutral, chaotic evil is the thing. You need good charisma.
I mean, or you're just hated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
you don't
that
mind.
Too. All right.
So, Bree.
Yes.
What we need to do now is what class are you again?
I am a wizard.
So, you remember how I said that things are a little squishier?
Mm-hmm.
Your hit die is a d4.
Ooh. Okay, and how many of those do I get to roll?
Well, so...
5 or 6?
So, here's the thing. This adventure advises... 4 people at level 2. So now, so here's the thing. You are okay. So tell me how you assigned your attributes, please.
I did my 8 in strength, 10 to dexterity and constitution, 15 to intelligence, 11 to wisdom, and 10 to charisma.
Okay. Now, because you're an elf, a couple things are going to change. Your attribute modifiers are +1 dexterity, -1 constitution.
Okay, so that makes my dexterity an 11 and my constitution a 9, which didn't change either modifier.
Okay, that's good. Okay, well then, oh boy.
They were both 10.
Yeah, so... all I need you to do is give me 2d4, and that's going to be your hit points.
Whizzing.
There's part of me that's like, are you sure?
Straight whizzing.
No, I mean, I'm following. Here's the thing. At any point, I could be getting something very wrong, and I'm sure Trollord Games is going to reach out and go, no, and I will print a redaction. I will let everybody know. But for right now, I'm following the quick start guide.
This hardly matters, but do you think I should roll each d4 individually or just roll 2d4 at once?
Individually. What do you think? Individually. Oh, individually. Good.
Really, okay, edge. Okay, let's do it. Okay, here
goes the first one. Three. Okay.
Three.
Let's go.
Okay.
And then.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Five whole hit points.
Five hit points. You know, I had 10 before we rolled for everything.
Yeah, that's
Is there any like con modifier to hit points?
Negative one.
Oh,
yeah. She got a negative one for being an elf. It didn't affect her overall modifier, but like.
You meant my hit points. And I was like, wait,
no.
What?
No.
I'm hugging a tree because that's the only thing holding me up.
Yeah, 9 through 12 is a 0. So if she would have slipped down one more point to an 8, it would have been a negative one. And that's, yeah. And then that's that no been good.
And then like if you
have 3 hit points.
Yeah. If you roll, do you add or subtract your constitution modifier in the system as well?
You do, yes. Yeah. Oh, gotcha. So,
okay.
Mine was 0.
Yeah. So that brings us to Ryan.
Yes. What you need to know.
Tell me where you put your attribute points. Again, tell me what class and race, and then where'd you put your points?
Yes. So I am a human cleric.
Mm-hmm.
Currently level 3, about to be demoted. strength is 12. Dexterity is 11. Con is 12. Intelligence is 10, wisdom is 17, and charisma is 4.
Okay. So you're a human, and that basically, you get no pluses or minuses for your attributes. Like, you don't get, you're just a human.
Okay.
But the trade-off is you get a third prime attribute. So okay. That's pretty cool. Do you want to roll for your hit points?
Yeah, let's do it.
So you're you are a cleric, and your hit die is a D8.
Okay. And I get to roll two of those as well?
Yeah, give me two.
Alrighty, so we'll do the same. We'll do one and then at a time.
Oh, okay, 4.
And?
5, so 9 plus your con mod.
Which is 0.
So 9 hit points.
I was at 21. Now 9.
So the way this is set up, if you guys do well, you'll probably level up partway through this. And then, you know, yeah, that's why we're starting it too.
I can be promoted. Maybe 4 hit points.
Maybe. If you're good, we'll see. Ian.
Yes.
Guess what, big boy?
Yeah. Mm.
D10.
Oh, D10s. Nice.
You're a fighter. Damn. Dwarf fighter. So yep. Check
this
out.
What about dwarven traits?
So your movement speed is only 20 feet, which stinks. But movement in Castles and Crusades is a little different. So there's 3 types of movement in terms of covering ground. There's your normal walk speed, which is, you know, yours is 20 feet. And then if you're jogging, that's double. If you run, it's quadruple. So okay. If you really want to cover some ground and you run, that's going to take up, you know, your turn most likely. But man, that's awesome. 80 feet is amazing. And for everyone else, it's most likely going to be 120.
Gotcha.
So
you're gonna have to toss
not,
me.
This isn't gonna shock you. You're gonna get a +1 to constitution and a -1 to dexterity.
Oh, okay, cool. So I had a 15 in constitution, so now I got a 16. And I had a 14 in dex, so now I got a 13.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Give me 2d10s and add that con modifier.
Do I add it to each roll or just once at the end?
Each roll.
Got it. Okay.
Yep. Should be very familiar. Oh,
boop. Oh, a 9 plus 2. So that's 11.
Well, you beat me.
That's like two Brees right off the bat.
Oh, shit.
More than eight plus two is 10. So 21.
We have our tank.
That is four Brees.
that is more hit points going out than when I came in.
What an exchange rate, man.
I know.
Amvin at his smallest wasn't five hit points.
Yeah. You know,
anyway,
well, right now you have...
If we're comparing systems, I actually do agree with this, though, because that's the whole point of being a wizard. Yeah. Yep. It's like I'm supposed to be made of tissue paper because I'm going to throw a fireball. That's the trade-off.
I always thought in D&D 5e, I always thought rogues had too many hit points because like their entire thing is like most of them, especially like swashbucklers or something, they're given all the tools to dance in, stab, dance out, get out. And then they have a D8 on top of that, which is the same as like a cleric. And like... Yeah. That feels wrong for someone who's up front fighting with a mace. I don't know. I feel like it's weird.
Because at first you don't have a lot of dodgy stuff. But you still need to be up front because you're a melee character. They were like, well, otherwise the rogue's just going to die before level 5. So we have to give him enough hit points to.
But that's one of those things where after level 5, they start becoming, it's like they have
immortal
so
guts.
Much. Yeah, a little bit. Anyway. Jasper, you're our last buddy here.
Okay. Yeah.
Race and class, and then where'd you put those attributes?
Race and class. I'm a halfling rogue. Mm-hmm. I put dexterity as 14, which is my number one prime.
So you're going to get a plus one to dexterity for being a halfling and a negative one to strength.
And I'm going to do that manually, right?
Yes.
And I'm sorry. So a plus one for dexterity and a negative one for strength, right?
Yep.
Great. So I put, speaking of strength, I started out with a 10, that 10 that I got. So then now it's down to a 9. My dex is up to a 15. Otherwise, I put my con at 9. Intelligence 13, because as a rogue, I can decipher languages and scripts and stuff like that, but it's an intelligence thing. And that's going to come up very handy in this maybe today. And it's not,
it's a wizard's keep. So
it may very well, you never know.
May win.
wisdom 8. And then I dumped 7 into charisma.
Very nice.
So I got some negative ones on that.
So give me 2d6 and add your con mod and that's your hit points.
Again, I'm sorry, it was asked before. Is it add it to each roll or add it at
each
the
roll.
End? Okay, so I'm going to...
Each roll.
I'm going to roll once. It's a 2. And I have no con mod, so it's 2.
Oh, no.
Plus a 4.
Oh, okay. That was almost a 1. Okay, yeah. So 6?
6 it is.
So I think still more than Ian brain. Has more mind.
That's amazing.
Oh, yes.
You're right. Oh, my God.
That's the fighter. That's what you want, right?
Yeah.
That's
what
I'm
expecting to get hit an awful lot.
Oh, yeah. If you guys form like a single file line, I think it should work out pretty well.
You know, I agree with you about the hit dice for the rogue because I feel like... At least in some narrative, the stealthy I'm hiding to come up behind somebody and stab them in the back is a compensation for not being able to come up and just beat the hell out of them.
Yeah.
That's what I always thought sneak attack was supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
It's you expertly, you're the surgeon with a knife and you come up like, duh. So you're almost, I mean, obviously that doesn't work out in higher level fights, but you're trying to like one shot kill somebody or
because
really
I
cripple
can't
them.
Handle it. If we get into a melee fight,
or
then
you're there to like
it.
Back up your other friend who's like supposed to like your fighter is in front of the guy.
I'm into
and
it.
You're behind the guy doing the rear stabbing. What is it called? Rear attack.
I do like how quickly you can get a character together and get out there. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, it depends on what you're in the mood for. Like, there's something to be said for more skills instead of like I feel like D&D 5e is kind of in the middle. Pathfinder is extra crunchy version of that. And this is the look, I just want to get some friends together and play and worry about the story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, combat can just be really quick. So I dig this. I like it.
Yeah, for sure. Especially if you're like familiar with any kind of D&D, you're like, oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Already familiar.
All right, let's go.
This makes a session 0 not need to be like a full 3 or 4 hours of a whole night. You could do a session zero and then get right into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I like it.
Definitely.